in the B part of the verse, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. And the Bible is very explicit concerning the words that come out of our mouths, particularly when we're angry, but in all times, the words that come out of our mouth, because oftentimes in those words we stumble. It's oftentimes the words that come out of our mouth that we sin. It's so serious. If you'll flip over then and look in verse 26, it says, if anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, and this man's religion is worthless. So again, the words that proceed out of our mouth, it is a very serious thing. Maybe a comment at work. I work in a prison, 19 years in the military, so around a lot of interesting characters. And, you know, sometimes like, wow, you know, I just said that. Why'd I say that? What am I reflecting? What did that just say to an unbelieving, you know, coworker? Had an experience just a week ago, spoke very harshly to my wife, and my children heard me. Upset my son very much, so much so that I had to pull off to the side and I said, you know what, son, I sinned in what I said to your mother. I stumbled in what I said. In the Bible, trying to show my son, you know, I repented to your mother, now son, I've offended you as well and caused it hurt your heart, so now I'm repenting to you. But particularly, like I said in the first verse there, 19, when we get angry, we should be slow to speak. And I know one of the problems that I have is I'm quick to speak. So this morning, let's think about, as we think about our confession of sin, let us be careful, let us be quick to hear, let us be slow to speak, and let us guard the things that come out of our mouths. Lord, as we come before you in this time of confessions of our sin, Lord, we know, as it says then in chapter 3, that the bridling the tongue, boy, that's quite a job. He said if we can bridle our tongue, Lord, then we can bridle the whole body. So, Lord, we just confess our sins this morning that in the words that we have spoken, maybe at work, maybe to our children that we've lashed out in anger, maybe to our spouses. And God, we repent of these sins, and Lord, we just pray, God, that you would let us see the gravity of the things that proceed out of our mouth. So, Lord, then whatever we do in our eat and drink and the things that we say, that we would do all to the glory of God. And we thank you, Lord, that you're a God, that if we confess our sins, Lord, that you are faithful and just to forgive us. And Lord, that you're a God that has begun a work in us, and you're the same God that will complete it.